Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ number 112, that's Ba'is Pnimi, joint share number 112. We're talking about the healthy communication, the next thing Rav Ram Peretz Friedman says, which he doesn't elaborate on, we had Shiurim on this, is not to nag. Nag means when you say things over and over and over again, it's annoying and distressing, and it'll only cause your spouse to tune you out, and you won't change anything. It's unfair to say that it's only wives that nag. It's sort of a stereotypical. It's not the case. There are many, many husbands that do the same thing. They may even use a logical tone of voice, so they're not mamish nagging, because we associate nagging with emotionalism, you know, kvetching, like they say. And don't think that if you use logical ways of talking, you're not nagging. You're equally nagging. If you throw same logical arguments, but you don't let up, and you just repeat the same thing again and again and again, you may use different language, different expressions, because you may be a smart, intellectual guy, but you're more or less saying the same thing again and again, harping on your wife on something. It's very distressing, it's very annoying, and it's not going to change anything. So don't nag. Another thing is, the next piece of advice, which is extremely important, is to encourage good behavior through honest compliments. There's a rule that's based on this principle, which is we strengthen the behavior on which we focus. Most people, whether it's parents, spouses, we use this principle unwittingly. We do it b'shegeg, not on purpose, but we ensure the continuation of the bad behavior of our children and the bad behavior of our husband and wife by strengthening the behavior on which we focus. So, now you know this, use it to encourage good behavior. According to John Mordechai Gottman, marriage researcher and author, which we at this point reviewed one of his books in the main Shiurim and another one in the joint Shiurim, that the biggest determinant of success or chas v'shalom failure in a marriage is the ratio of positive to negative comments that the couple makes to one another. The optimal ratio is 5 positive comments to every negative one. You know, it's easy for us to say, don't say anything negative, of course, but we're dealing with human beings, so occasionally we'll slip up. But when we slip up and we say something negative, or it could be, by the way, even if we didn't slip up, sometimes we have to express something that's initially negative, like we talked about in the last few shiurim, where you do have a right not to criticize, but you do have a right to express what's bothering you in a healthy way. That's technically negative or not complimentary. But when you do that, do your best to find 4 other things of good things, of positive things, to bring that person up. Now, don't try to manipulate with insincere compliments. Don't, in a phony way, say nice things when you're trying to manipulate the person to do what you want them to do. That's psychological treachery. Don't play any other unsincere trick to do this type of stuff, to act nice and pleasant when in the reality you're manipulating a person. Narcissists are experts at doing this. So you have to make sure you don't do insincere compliments. The compliments need to be real and sincere, with genuine admiration. And you compliment specifically. Don't just say, oh, you're a wonderful husband, you're a very nice wife. Compliment specifically on particular attributes, on particular deeds and attributes that your husband and wife has, that you admire that about them. Not in a vague way, in a specific way. And compliment them enthusiastically, with heart. Not begrudgingly, not half-heartedly, not with throwing in a shtuch in the middle, but a full-fledged positive compliment with no strings attached. So that's the idea of encouraging good behaviors through honest compliments. Another piece of good advice is influence your spouse through your own steady personal example. This applies to chinuch of children, with rebbes and talmidim, friends, certainly with a spouse. Set a positive, high standard as a personal example of how you behave. That is the best gift you could give to your husband or wife, is by you behaving as the best possible human being that you could behave as. You can accomplish pretty amazing things using this technique. And you don't even have to say a single comment. There are times where you don't have to say a single critique. In other words, in some situations, you need to tell your husband or wife something, you know, I'm upset about this, whatever. But there are very often times where by you behaving a way that you are behaving in an elevated manner, where without saying a word, without critiquing, without being negative whatsoever, your husband or wife will see that behavior and change accordingly and become better themselves. It may take longer. It's true. It will take longer. It may not. You may not get the recognition you think you deserve by being right, because you're just being silent and doing your own thing. But little by little, they'll hop. They'll realize you're a changed person. They'll realize you're not yelling. They'll realize you're being kind. And the effects of this is real and deep and permanent. And that's what you really want. Okay, so the idea is Hashem knows you're trying to make positive changes. And you do it, these changes, in a quiet way, unassuming way, ego-free way, to just be the best person you could possibly be. Very often when you do need your spouse to acknowledge that you're right, very often you have to be chayshid yourself, that it's coming from a place of ego. It may not be as high-minded as you might have thought. You may think you're doing a mitzvah. It's l'tzairich, it's l'shem shamayim, it's to keep the integrity of the kedusha of the house and all these things, but you have to really dig deep, because very often it's an unhealthy ego motivation when you're trying to force your spouse or push your spouse in any way to acknowledge that you're right. So that's another piece of advice, to influence your spouse by setting your own steady personal example of living a higher life. To learn how to fight cleanly with your spouse. What do I mean by fight? Again, I don't like using the word fight. But the idea is, you're going to have disagreements. You're going to have quarrels. Everyone does. He said something interesting, Ravram Peretz Friedman. A wise person gave him a bracha. I wish you a wife who fights well. And he was puzzled. What type of bracha is that? But it is a bracha. Fights well doesn't mean know how to fight in a real underhanded, ugly way. Fight well means with wisdom. With wisdom and compassion. There will be arguments and disagreements. That is natural. There will be problems. That's natural. It's inevitable. That's why when you first get married and you first go around at these arguments, or the first 10, don't get traumatized by it. This is what happens very often. The first time you get these real bumps in the road, don't allow it to get you into a tailspin of doubts and recrimination. All of a sudden, it's not your zivig. What did I get myself into? And you convince yourself that you made a huge and costly mistake. You married the wrong person and so on. Don't worry. You haven't. Again, we're not talking about the small percentage of real abusers. We're talking about 90%+ of you. You haven't. It'll work out. You're experiencing what everyone else is experiencing. You're just learning how to get married, how to be married. That's all. So the measure of the quality of the marital relationship is not if a husband and wife quarrel, but it's how they do it. Dr. Gottman reported that in his research that happy couples have just as many unresolvable conflicts as unhappy couples. What's the difference between them? How they argue, how they disagree. If it's done with a respect. But very often they don't see eye to eye. Both the successful, happy couples and the very miserable couples both have equal amount of things where they do not see eye to eye, and they don't see things the same way. But they learn how to deal with it. And even when they disagree, how to go about it in a menschlicher way. You can control and minimize the magnitude and intensity of any type of argument. and use everything you can in your at your disposal to strengthen your relationship, even while fighting or disagreeing. So number one, try to avoid initiating a fight whenever possible. It's better to say never initiate a fight, but we're human beings. It could happen sometimes. But avoid doing that. Find another way to communicate your displeasure. Figure out another more subtle way to do that, if you can. Try not to be the cause. Don't provoke your spouse. Don't place them in a place where you're antagonizing them. And never threaten divorce. The word get should not be in your vocabulary. And then comes the big yisoid of don't talk if you don't have to. Say as little as possible. One disclaimer of saying this yisoid of saying as little as possible. You have to say things that have clear communication. You cannot give the silent treatment. And you have to explain yourself clearly and fully if that's what's needed. It's the abundance of words that's dangerous and should be avoided. So remember the balance. Doesn't mean you become a silent robot and weigh every word like in a measuring stick before saying it to your husband or wife. No, you have to be forthcoming and upfront and have natural flowing conversation, but not with an abundance of words. Because anything you say, especially when you're in the middle of an argument or a disagreement, because anything you say in the heat of the quarrel can and will be remembered and used against you. Opposite of the Miranda rights, like nothing, you know, remember that. Or it is that. Anything you say can be used against you. So, you know, you have to be quiet. So they do warn you that. So here too, the same thing. Because you're not thinking clearly when you're arguing often. And you would say things that you ordinarily would not say if your brain, if your intellect, would you be using their normal discretion. The Mishle says in Perek Yud Pasuk Yutes, in the abundance of words, offense will not be lacking. But one who restrains his lips is wise. The Vilna Gaon says that. He comments on this pasuk that after having spoken excessively, even if you say many positive words and excuse your previous statements, nevertheless, the other person will forget what you said and will hate you for it. But if you refrain from speaking excessively from the beginning, you'll have nothing to apologize for later and you'll be successful. Now, again, you need to say something. You can't inflict the silent treatment. You can't be like a robot. You have to talk in a flowing way, in a kind, calm way. But avoid this abundance of excess words. Don't lecture. Don't give a sheer when you say your piece. Very often you want to bring a point across of something that you don't like regarding what your spouse is doing, and you give a whole long-winded shear. That's the Rav Dvarim Leyechtal Pesha. That's going to cause a Nas Dvarim. They're held hostage as you slowly, all they need to, let's say you tell your husband and wife, you're upset about something, you want something corrected, you say it in the correct way. So for example, the correct way we said before, when you want your husband to help you, you know, I know you're tired at the end of the day. After you relax for a few minutes, please clean up a little because I'm tired too. But to have a whole long Megillah there and hold him hostage while you give a long building of your case in a dramatic way for 10, 15 minutes, that's the Rav Dvarim. You don't need to do that. So that's a very important concept. So again, not to nag. Encourage good behaviors through honest compliments. Influence your spouse through your own steady personal example. And to, when you do argue, try to not initiate a fight whenever possible, not be the cause of it, never threaten divorce. And weigh your words carefully and sensitively. Bracha v'atzlacha.